Hello, my name is JC Dean. Welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the return on investment that you get from certain types of activity. And today, the thing we're going to focus on is why I think that weight training is superior to cardio alone for improving your body composition and becoming more muscular. Before we get into this, if you read the title of this podcast, I want you to know that I am in no way someone who thinks that cardio training is bad or harmful or negative in any way. My particular context comes from coaching people who want to improve their body composition by getting stronger and adding more muscle and losing body fat. And since the majority of the people that I work with have that goal, we use strength training and bodybuilding training and nutrition in a certain manner to make that happen. So I just want to preface with that, give you a little bit of context. I don't think cardio training is bad or wrong in any way, but there are certain types of activities and certain types of exercise that are going to be more beneficial for the individual based on the goal. Now let's jump into the three ideas that I want to cover. The first one is going to be just exercising or doing more activity to burn calories. The next one is why I think that weight training and strength training is superior to just doing cardio alone when you are short on time. And then the last one is the most important one, which is why strength training is a much better return on your investment than cardio alone. Now, when it comes to losing body fat and just weight loss in general, if you're not really educated or you haven't been working out or being active in general for very long, or you haven't had an interest in different types of exercise, the first thing you probably think of is, I need to exercise, I need to work out more, which usually translates to, I need to do more cardio and go running, spend more time on the treadmill or on the bike or however you define cardio training. And while this is generally a good decision, especially if you haven't been exercising and you've been mostly sedentary and not really active in general, anything to increase your calorie burn is going to help you out. However, it's very short-sighted if you have the goal of being more muscular and having a better body composition. And the reason for this is oftentimes we just think in our head, oh, if I need to lose weight, I need to burn more calories, I need to exercise more. And that is true. However, if you're not doing any exercise that is resistance training, whether it be some type of like HIIT cardio, so high intensity training, or whether it be lifting weights in the gym or doing bodyweight workouts in the park, if you're not doing anything like that to stimulate your muscle tissue, you're not going to build much strength and you're not going to build much muscle in general. And if you only do cardio training like the traditional jogging or walking or bike riding or swimming, yes, it might be good for you in terms of your cardiovascular health and just being more fit in general. You're not going to build much muscle and you're not going to have the easiest of time changing your body composition to be leaner and more muscular. You might lose weight, you'll probably lose a little bit of fat, but your body shape and composition is not going to change as much as it could if you incorporated weight training and strength training into your routine. And this leads me to the point to why I believe very strongly that strength training, weight training in general, is superior to cardio alone when you are thinking about the exercises that you need to do to burn more calories and to get into better shape. The reason for this is because if you are short on time or you can only manage to exercise, let's say, 3 hours a week, that's max. Or maybe you only desire to exercise 3 hours a week. Maybe you have tons of time, but you don't really want to spend all your time exercising. One of the best things you can do is start weight training. And the reason for this is because weight training and cardio, for the time spent doing them, you're going to burn similar amounts of calories. Now, if you were to measure this out, you're probably going to burn a little bit more in terms of overall output from a cardio session because you're generally moving the entire time. When you're doing weight training and strength training, you move really hard for 20 or 30 seconds or however long the set lasts, and then you typically rest a minute or two. So you can't completely compare them side by side and say they're equal. but the calorie burn in general is going to be similar. You might burn an extra 50 or 100 calories per hour doing the cardio versus the weight training, but that's negligible at the end of the day. For weight loss to happen, you mostly need to focus on the diet and put yourself into a caloric deficit in order to see consistent, steady fat loss, but we're not talking about that here. We're just talking about exercise. The reason I got this idea was because I was spending time last week with a friend, and we were fishing early one morning, and being the coach and trainer I am, he started asking me questions about what he could do during the day to get into better shape and maximize his time, because he travels to and from work, takes him about an hour each way. So he works for 8 or 9 hours a day, and then he's driving for 2 more hours, so he doesn't have a ton of time, but he wants to get into better shape and wants to lose weight. And he came up to me and he was like, I think I need to up my cardio. I think I need to start running again. I need to get on the bike. But I'm just wondering, do you think there's a better way? And of course, I said, yes, absolutely. I would ditch the idea that you need to do a lot of cardio, and I would pick up weight training and make that your sole focus. 3 days a week is going to be plenty. And he said, well, that's interesting you said that, because I have access to a gym at my work and I can use it during the day. Like, I can take a break during my work day and I can go to the gym and lift weights. And I used to do it, but I never really stuck with it. So I told him, I said, look, I think ultimately this is the best option for you because you're short on time. You don't want to devote a ton of time to exercise. The gym is right there, so you don't have to travel further to get to the gym. It's not going to be an inconvenience to you. All you really need to do is just do it. So we talked a little bit about what type of training to do. I recommended that he keep his training sessions relatively short in the first few months. We're talking 30 minutes max per session and utilizing mostly supersets. So pairing exercises together that usually oppose each other in some way and doing those back to back with short rest periods so you can get a lot done in a short period of time. A really easy example of this is doing a barbell bench press, doing a set of 8 to 10, and then getting up from there and then going and picking up some dumbbells and doing some bent over rows for a set of 8 to 10, and then going back to the bench press and basically repeating that for 3 or 4 total sets. You can get a lot of work done in a relatively short period of time if you focus on this type of training. So this is what I recommended to him. And I said, look, like, the reason I recommend weight training over cardio is because the time that you're going to spend exercising is valuable, and it's time that you want to make sure you're getting the most out of it. And it doesn't make sense to spend your time just trying to burn calories, especially if you really want to improve your body composition. And the more you lift weights and the more you utilize resistance training over just cardio training alone, the more you're going to have a chance to build more muscle, get stronger, and as you lose body fat, your body composition is going to change and you're going to look more fit, and you're going to have a different shape than if you just were to lose the weight doing cardio alone. And this leads me to the final message of why weight training and strength training in general is a much better return on investment for the time spent than doing cardio alone. So I want you to think about this. ROI is a common term used in finance in terms of what you get out of your investment. If you buy a property or you buy a stock, and when you buy it, it's at a certain value, you hope that in time, the value is going to improve. So you buy it today, and in 2 years, it's increased in value. You have a return on investment. Weight training is very similar as long as you do it properly and you do it safely and you focus on making small increments of progress on a consistent basis. So here's how it works. I like to think of the analogy of like having a savings account and maybe thinking of like an IRA, right? So you put the money in now and you continue putting money in over time. And as the markets improve, as your investment grows, the amount of money you put in is going to be vastly exceeded over time due to how the markets grow and how things just get more valuable in time. So the same thing happens with weight training and training with an intention of getting stronger and improving over time. With weight training in particular, what I love most about it is just about every time you push yourself, it counts. So every time you go to the gym and you lift weights and you get a little bit stronger and you push yourself a little bit harder, you're making tiny improvements that are going to pay off in the long run. Now, it may not seem that way in the beginning, especially within the first few weeks or the first few months of training. You're going to be sore, you're going to be stiff, and you're going to look in the mirror hoping that you see changes. And you may not see that drastic of changes within the first few weeks or the first few months. And in fact, you may not see the drastic changes that some salesman on Instagram promised you would see in 12 weeks. You may not even see that in your first year. But the good news is that if you stick with it, you're going to see improvements over time. And if you keep measurements and you keep track of your records and you keep pictures, you'll be able to look back over time and see how much progress you've made. But this is not just about muscle gain and about building more strength. This is also about health as well. Weight training is really great from a metabolic standpoint. When I say that, I specifically mean that the more muscle you build, it tends to improve your metabolism slightly. It's not a crazy amount like some people say, but it does improve it slightly. But what I like more than just the metabolism boosting properties of having more muscle mass and more tissue in general on your body, it improves our ability to handle sugar. And a lot of times people will say, you know, weight training is really great because it boosts your insulin sensitivity. And what that basically means is it allows your body to be able to better use the food that you are consuming. And some people say, oh, well, I can't eat sugar. I have blood sugar issues. And that may very well be true. But the people that do resistance training regularly tend to be able to handle more carbohydrates and be able to manage blood glucose way better than someone who's sedentary. Now, there are many other benefits of weight training, but those are some of the ones that I think are incredible. Weight training consistently helps you gain more muscle and more strength. And as you lose body fat, you will start to notice that you look more muscular, you look more fit. And you're going to look more fit when you have 10 or 20 pounds extra muscle than if you didn't do any weight training alone and just dieted down and became a skinnier version of yourself with a similar level of body fat. So I look at weight training as being a high ROI type of exercise when compared to cardio alone. And you have to keep in context, of course, that this is considered a high ROI type of exercise if the goal is to have more muscle, more strength, less body fat, better mobility, and just to move better in general over time. When you compare that to cardio training alone, cardio training can burn calories. It's not going to do much for improving the size of your muscles or helping you get stronger. After a certain point, the gains that you'll make in cardiovascular fitness can start to go backward, meaning that some people do take cardio training too far and actually end up hurting themselves by lowering their resting metabolic rate and lowering their heart rate and just some other things that come from too much exercise, too much running in general. And this can happen with weight training too, but it typically doesn't, just because it's a lot harder to recover from weight training than it is from jogging and general cardio. Although there could be some arguments for people running 12, 13, 15 miles a day. It all has to be in context, right? In general, this is why I choose weight training as the main form of exercise for my clients, especially people that want to lose body fat and want to just look better, and also those who just want to feel better too. Being stronger helps you in all areas of life, and being stronger and more robust just is good in general. That's it for this podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My website is jcdfitness.com. You can email me there. If you are interested in improving your body composition, getting in better shape, and you want some support and accountability and feedback along the way from myself as well as another fitness professional, then I would encourage you to check out my premium community. It's called theresultscrew.com. If you want to check that out, it's really simple. You just go to jcdfitness.com/TRC. That is T as in Tom, R as in results, C as in cat. jcdfitness.com/TRC. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you on the next episode.